As Uganda today joined the rest of the world to commemorate World AIDS Day, the Kabale District Health Educator Alfred Besigensi has warned the residents against relying on mobile medical teams for HIV/AIDS services, stating that the district no longer has capacity to run or sustain HIV/AIDS outreach programs due to limited funding. Speaking to our reporter today, Besigensi said funding withdrawals by the United States government for key health control programs, including HIV/AIDS and malaria, has severely restricted the district's ability to conduct community health outreaches, leading to a notable drop in the number of people screened for the virus this year. He revealed that between January and October this year, the district performed 31,404 HIV tests, identifying 366 new cases, compared to the 76,727 tests conducted during the entire calendar year of 2024, which identified 673 new infections. Besigensi added that they are no longer sure whether HIV/AIDS prevalence in Kabale is rising or falling, and urged the public to take personal responsibility for their health status by visiting the nearest health facilities for HIV/AIDS services.
We have also noticed a reduction in the number of tests done because of reduced funding in this country, and most of the outreaches that our facilities are doing were reduced, and the numbers have really reduced. So we can't know whether this number is reducing because we have done few tests. So we call upon our people to really seek care from our facilities and also in some few outreaches we may conduct.
According to the Kabale District Health Office, a total of 18,994 people are currently living with HIV/AIDS in the district, representing a prevalence rate of 5.1%. This year's national commemoration of World AIDS Day was held in Bushenyi District under the theme Building a Sustainable HIV Response to End AIDS as a Public Health Threat by 2030.